AM Sports Report brought to you by Northwest Furniture and Mattress. Go see them. They have a great selection of American-made home furnishings. They want to make you comfortable in your own home. LeGrand Baseball got both of their games on Friday against Ontario, 16-6 and 13-8. That brought their record this year to 6-5, and they're 3-1 in the GOL, which is pretty good. I mean, it's better than I thought we were going to do so far. The true test is coming this Friday at home, doubleheader against Pendleton, which is big-time GOL games, and that'll start at 2 o'clock. LeGrand Softball stayed perfect on the season with 2 wins over Ontario. They were down 2-0 going into the third, and they come back and win game 1, 8-2, and then they pitched a shutout in game 2, 7-0. They are, like I said, they haven't lost, and I'm assuming that they're probably going to win the GOL. We'll know for sure where they stand on Friday when they play Pendleton here, which, you know, BC, I'm a huge opponent to playing those games at the same time. I hate it. I don't think that there should be softball and baseball going at exactly the same time because there's no cross mingling. You know what I mean? Like, parents and players can't go watch the other team. And not to mention, if they play on Sam Markham or if they play on the field close to the baseball field, foul balls, man, that's dangerous. I've never seen anybody get hit, but I mean, you're in the middle of a game and a foul ball from the other field could just dome you. Yeah. EOU Women's Lacrosse had Senior Day on Saturday up at Community Stadium versus Corbin. They ended their season winless. Well, I think they have one more game on the road, but they lost to Corbin 23-9. It's just tough. Lacrosse just really hasn't taken hold here. I don't know if it's a recruiting thing. We've had 2 coaches. I mean, it's a mystery. I kind of feel like maybe lacrosse isn't really a rural sport. And it's just really hard to catch on in a small area. EOU Track and Field had a good weekend. TJ Davis won the men's 110 high hurdles at the NNU Invite. Speaking of Davis, he's back in action, and this is more than a year after he won his national championship in the heptathlon in the indoor season. And he's going to try to qualify for nationals in the decathlon, which he was expected to win last year in outdoor, but he got hurt. So he's been out since then until, you know, on multis wise, he's had a couple different injuries, but he's looking to win the CCC. The multis are this Thursday and Friday right here at EOU, along with the EOU Open. So there's lots of track and field on this weekend up at EOU. EOU baseball lost 3 out of 4 this weekend at home to OIT. Hey, I'm happy getting 1 out of 4 against OIT. Honestly, OIT's nationally ranked, and this baseball team for EOU has come strides this year. I mean, they've won, I think, 5 times as many games as last year, and they're getting 1 out of 4 against OIT, where last year they would have never even come close to winning a game. Sunday was Senior Day, and as that was the last home games of the season for the Mountie baseball team. EOU softball won 3 out of 4 and took the CCC series 2-1 this weekend over Carroll College. Kaylee Hoskins threw a complete game shutout in game 1. Imagine that. How many times? This is the 6th time this year she's been CCC Pitcher of the Week. It's crazy. She threw 11 innings, 25 strikeouts, and didn't give up a run. Again, she leads the nation in ERA. She leads the nation in strikeouts per 9. She leads the nation in batting average against. And she's going to be the way that things are going, she's going to be the NAIA National Pitcher of the Year, and we've never had one of those at EOU. That'd be pretty awesome. They host Bushnell this weekend for 4 games, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday. Saturday will be Senior Day, as this is the last home games of the season for this softball team. Here is a look at the schedule at EOU this week, courtesy of EOU Athletics.
All right.
Yeah, AM Sports Report brought to you by Northwest Furniture and Mattress. Big red rocking chair on Elm, off Adams and LeGrand.